questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa al-Bahadali, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining us in the studio today is a dear friend and esteemed guest speaker, Sheikh Noor Muhammad from the Islamic Seminar of Qom. Dear Sheikh, I'm very happy that you could join us today, and I thank you for your time.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Dear Sheikh, our question today, it is perhaps the first time we talk about this subject on this show.
Yeah.
And it is about the stage before death, about persons who are about to pass away from an illness. So one of our listeners have asked us, if a person is about to pass away, they're in the hospice, as we call it, they're in the hospital bed, they're about to die, and they are in a lot of pain. We know that they are about to die, he says. We do not know, but he knows. The doctors have told him perhaps he's about to die. The person himself knows he's about to die. Everybody knows it. And they are in excruciating pain. But the soul is still not leaving the body. It is still in his body, and he's still suffering. And it can be very difficult for family members to see this. So are there any supplications, any ad'iyah, some dua, that we can pray for this process to be easier for him?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, we have some supplications and the verse of Noble Quran for the ease, relief of this individual. For example, we have that, let's say we have a narration that if you recite the chapter Yasin or Safat or Waqi'a, Qaf, Nazaat, and these chapters beside the individual who want to go to, to pass away.
Right.
Yes. It causes the relief of this individual. We have that. Or, for example, we have some supplication mentioned in the books by different scholars. I do not want to mention and go to the detail of that. Or, for example, we have some recommendations that you put it, that individual put it in the place that individual was praying. Musallah.
Yes. The prayers, the yutsi, offer prayers to ibadah,
offer
worship.
Prayer, yeah. Because right. Usually in our homes, we usually, sometimes we, on some spots, we pray.
We have a special corner, a special room.
Yes, right. You're right. Or, for example, some people, they spread their sajada. Usually, for example, in that spot, I pray. It is recommended to put that individual who is passing away.
If it's difficult for them.
Yeah, to put that in order to cause some kind of relief.
A lot of etiquette, if I remember correctly.
Exactly. It is recommended to do that. Of course, we have many other recommendation for that. Let me share the narration itself. إِذَا عَصُرَ عَلَى الْمَيِّتْ مَوْتُهُ وَنَضَعُهُ قَرُبَ إِلَى مُصَلَّاهُ الَّذِي كَانَ يُصَلَّى فِيهُ. Just to put that individual when the time is, difficult for that individual who is passing away, puts him or her beside the spot that individual was praying. Okay, was used to pray in that spot. But I want to explain this issue and some kind of step for having ease demise. During your lifetime.
Right.
Because we have some preparation for that. And actually, maybe the death is a result of how you have lived before that. How you lived already. Let me explain this point. For example, we have different recommendation. If you do that, you would have a very easy death and demise. And of course, it has a consequence, one of which is having his demise. For example, you said that man ahabba an yukhaffifa Allahu azza wa jal anhu sakarat al-maut falyakun liqarabatihi wasula. from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. He said that if you want to be away from the excruciating death,
last moments of your life,
before your death, it is very much recommended for you to have some visitation to your relatives, which we call it Salatul Rahim. Try to have visitation. Sometimes this visitation is by your presence, okay, in person.
Right.
Sometimes by some phone, asking about them, okay.
Just staying connected with your family.
Exactly. To have some connection with your family members,
right,
especially in this time that we have some economic problems worldwide. It is very recommended to have these, establish this relationship with your relatives.
Be an outlet for the complaints so they can be relieved, talk to you about their problems.
Okay,
right,
exactly. If you can help them financially, okay,
as
pay
well, of
their
course.
Debts,
right,
or, for example, many other assistance you can do to your family. Because the reason that I want to add this point is the real meaning of visitation of your relatives is having some kind of relief, assistance for them, to
right.
provide some kind of assistance for them. It is actually recommendation of that. And he said that وَبِوَالِدَيْهِ بَارَّ, to have righteous action to your parents, especially your old parents. Because we see that lots of time when our parents become old, many people, unfortunately, they are not caring about them. Sometimes they put them in elderly care.
Facilities for the elders and just forget about them.
They forget about them. And sometimes they cause some kind of, problem for the parents. They
of
want
course.
To be away from that. Especially, right. I'm talking about some Western culture, But if you look at the Islamic culture, it said that, be welcoming to your parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Have your noblest action and treatment with your parents. Okay?
Right.
Nowhere else you can find such an instruction, especially to your old parents. وَلَّا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ. Do not say a bit of disrespect to your parents, even verbal abuse. Okay, minimal verbal abuse to your parents.
Not even disrespect, just disapproval, or just you complaining about something they said to you, like you're like oof, or you sigh, just this sigh, because in
exactly.
Arabic we say oof, but in the Western culture you're sighing,
I
right?
See. Yeah.
Meaning that you do not want to do this; it's a complaint. Even that is out loud, and that's mentioned in the verse of the Holy Quran.
Is mentioned. I want to say that nowhere else you can find such a huge instruction for respecting your parents.
Yes.
And it has been put beside worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
It shows how important it is.
Right.
And then he said, فَإِذَا كَانَ كَذَلِكَ هَوَّنَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ سَكَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ease for him or her the disaster and the difficulty of passing away. Okay, and then he said, "Walam yusibhu fi hayati faqrun abada." That individual never meets poverty in his or her lifetime.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
You see that these are some preparation for having ease. I want to say that to my audience, I want to explain for them that please, in your lifetime, in your lifestyle, prepare yourself for having ease death. We cannot because we cannot avoid death.
You still have time. Do it while you still have time.
Do
because
it.
For others, it is too late for people who have not done these things, these recommended actions.
Yeah.
It is unfortunately not still too late for them. If they're at their deathbed, you can still help them. But they're powerless. They are beholden to what you, the family members, can do for them.
Exactly.
It is out of their hands now.
Yes, exactly. So yourself, you have to do something for the preparation of your death and become prepared for that, okay? And to have eased death and to go toward the visitation of Allah, liqa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another narration, he said that, أَلَا وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ أَلِيًّا هَوَّنَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ سَكَرَاتَ الْمَوْتِ. In one narration, he said that if a person loves Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ease for him or her the, you know, death and the difficulties of death. And of course, we know that there is no need for explanation, and this love and affection for Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam is not limited only to your heart's relationship with Imam Ali. Rather, it beside that, you have to follow up the oldest of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. Of course. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts his or her grave, one of the gardens of the paradise.
It is one of the gardens,
yes,
of the paradise, and that is very huge.
Very briefly, let me mention, because we have in different narrations, man ahabba aliyan, the love of Imam Ali and the affection toward Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, many other narrations, there is no doubt for the people of the Shia school of thought that the love and affection of Imam Ali means obeying. Of course, the main part of that, the main factor of that is obeying Imam Ali. And
that is what love is. Some people think that loving is just, yes, my heart likes you, I love you. But proper love, it is to listen to what this person says to you.
Exactly. Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam said that, La tunalu ma inda Allah illa bitta'ah. You do not reach whatever the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except by obeying your imam.
Obedience, yes.
By the obedience of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam.
So Sheikh, are there other things that we can do to prepare ourselves for this journey, which it is a journey of death? What can we do that can help ease us? Because we are unfortunately not infallible. We are sinful. Is there anything we can do to help lessen the strain, the torture that we will see in our graves?
Of course, you can guess that infallible Ahlul Bayt, what they're talking about. I mean, I gave the general perspective for those people who want to have ease, you know, death, and to facilitate for them, the process of having this journey toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is after all, you have to do whatever it's possible for you in order for you yourself to إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, except those people who have faith and righteous action. I mean, this is a general, you know, guideline for those people. But if you go to the narrations of Ahlul Bayt, for example, we have that مَنْ كَسَى أَخَاهُ كِسْوَةَ شِتَاءَ أَوْ صَيْفِ. If you gave the clothes of your brother, whether in the time, in the season of the winter or in the summer. I mean, the proper clothing for your brothers. I mean,
just buying clothing.
Buying some clothing for the poor people. Okay.
Only for the poor or just for Muslims as a gift generally?
Because it is a gift actually, but it's for the most case, it's referring to the poor people.
Why?
Because when they are wealthy, there is no need for assistance, financial assistance. Of course, still you can give some gift. It is very recommended. But this particular narration maybe is
about
talking
the poor
about
people.
Poor people.
Right.
Yes, exactly. Because they need your assistance, especially clothing, you know, feeding and so on and so forth. He said that كان حقا على الله أن يكسوه من ثياب الجنة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the clothing in the paradise. وَأَنْ يُحَبَّنْ عَلَيْهِ سَكَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ. You know, this is a topic that we are talking about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ease the difficulty and the hardships of the, you know, death.
Right.
وَأَنْ يُوَسَّ عَلَيْهِ فِي قَبْرِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will widen the grave for him or her, which means that, you know, giving a lot of mercy and blessing to that individual. So, generally speaking, you have to do righteous action, I mean like clothing, example of that clothing, you know, feeding poor people and providing some assistance for your brother, fellow brothers and sisters, then you will have the ease, you know, passing away.
Dear Sheikh, I thank you for your time today. And this has been a very fruitful discussion and conversation for us. I also hope it was as beneficial for the listeners as it was for me personally. I thank you, dear Sheikh, yet again for joining us today. And I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي حسين وحسن